It is now a two-hour drive to get from one side of the 70th Assembly District to the other, from Portage County on the east to Monroe County on the west. Democrat Amy Sue Vruwink notes that when Republicans redrew the boundaries, they cut out the schools she attended and the homes of many of her supporters.
It came down to politics. They wanted to carve the district where my family couldn't vote for me anymore. I do believe that people should be choosing who their elected officials are and not politicians choosing the people.
Vruwink faces a rematch with her 2012 opponent, Toma businesswoman Nancy Vandermeer.
I did not have a say in the decision of how our district has been designed. I believe that the people in the 70th district, they are ready for change.
One thing Vandermeer would not change is Governor Walker's decision to refuse the federal Medicaid expansion money.
Given the fact of the growing deficit federally, was there an assurance that we would have gotten that money?
Vruwink says forcing 93,000 Wisconsin residents off of Badger Care was immoral.
We have a moral obligation to take care of our citizens, to make sure they're not using emergency rooms.
And while Vruwink believes that Governor Walker's economic policies have hurt job growth, Vandermeer says easing regulations is the right idea.
I would take a look at what we can do to attract small business to our district, making regulation less cumbersome.
Jobs and the economy is very important to our state, but what goes behind that? The infrastructure, the school system, our technical colleges, higher education.
Amy Sue Vruwink and Nancy Vandermeer are both gun rights advocates and both believe local communities should be able to control frack sand mining. I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.